Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. We're in the book of Judges, and this is chapter 5. And there are 31 verses. We have some commentary. And right now, let's go up to the throne to ask the Lord to anoint this message. Lord, anoint the Bible reading. Anoint all the commentary. And Lord, everything that's done. Open up every spirit, the heart, the soul, every mind. Because the mind and the spirit must be in unity for us to be able to overcome our problems. Lord, we know that the battleground is our mind, and the spirit can be saved with your spirit in it. But we have to subject our mind unto and may put it in unison with your spirit to put on the mind of Christ so that we are able to overcome everything so that we become victorious. Unless our mind and our spirit are one with you, we cannot overcome anything. So Lord, fill our spirit with your word. And Lord, let anoint the commentary and let it sink into all of us so that we are able to retain it in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to stand another day, one day at a time, in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go.
Judges chapter 5, the Song of Deborah, King James Version, verse 1. Then sang Deborah and Barak the son of Abinoam on that day, saying, verse 2, Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel when the people willingly offered themselves.
Right, they're singing this song because of Sisera. He got killed. Woman put a tent nail right through his head, right through his temple. And she, Deborah, the prophetess, who was one of the rare women prophets in the Bible, rare female prophets in the Bible, and she was used very much by the Lord. Let us continue on here.
Verse 3. Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I, even I, will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel.
And why not sing praise unto the Lord God of Israel? We are children of Abraham, amen?
Amen.
And if children of Abraham, then are we the seed, amen?
Amen.
And if we're the seed, then all the promises of the Lord belong to us. God promised Abraham, he made a covenant with him, that the seed, his seed would be free from all sickness, disease, and that they'd be able to be in the kingdom of heaven forever. It's an everlasting covenant. And he stated that later on, that this covenant was everlasting through the throne of David and Abraham. And there's so much more to talk about that, but let's go on.
Verse 4, Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, and the heavens dropped, the clouds also dropped water.
Yeah, some people consider this to be like poetry, but it really did happen. God, when he appears to even Mount Sinai, it trembles. And this is the biggest mountain in Israel. Then what?
Verse 5. The mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel.
See, Mount Sinai. Okay, then what?
Verse 6. in the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. Verse 7, the inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother in Israel. Verse 8, they chose new gods. Then was war in the gates. Was there a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? Verse 9, my heart is toward the governors of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless ye the Lord. Verse 10, speak ye that ride on white asses, ye that sit in judgment and walk by the way. Verse 11, they that are delivered from the noise of archers in the palace, in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gate. Translation, verse 1 through 11. The Song of Deborah. On that day Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang this song. Verse 2. When Israel's leaders take charge and the people gladly follow, bless the Lord! Exclamation mark. Verse 3. Quote, listen, you kings! Exclamation mark. Pay attention, you mighty rulers! Exclamation mark.
For so it tells about how that the people of Israel have to take charge. Amen?
Amen.
You have to be bold and courageous and take charge. All right, then what? Go ahead.
For I will sing to the Lord. I will lift up my song to the Lord, the God of Israel. Verse 4. Lord, when you set out from Seir and marched across the fields of Edom, the earth trembled and the cloudy skies poured down rain. Verse 5. The mountains quaked at the coming of the Lord. Even Mount Sinai shook in the presence of the Lord, the God of Israel. Verse 6. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, and in the days of Jael, people avoided the main roads, and travelers stayed on crooked side roads, paths.
Yeah, do you know what the name of the woman was that put the tenth nail through Sisera's head?
Jael,
right. Amen, that was her name. Okay, then what else?
Verse 7. They were few people left in the villages of Israel until Deborah arose as a mother for Israel. Verse 8. When Israel chose new gods, war erupted at the city gates. Yet not a shield or spear could be seen among 40,000 warriors in Israel. Exclamation mark. Verse 9. My heart goes out to Israel's leaders and to those who gladly followed. Bless the Lord. Exclamation mark.
Right. To those that really are Israel's leaders and that follow the teachings of the Lord, my heart goes out to them too. Not to anyone else, though. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, that's the one that the Lord saves. Okay, then what else?
Verse 10. You who ride on fine donkeys and sit on fancy saddle blankets, listen! Exclamation mark. And you who must walk along the road, listen! Exclamation mark. Verse 11. Listen to the village musicians gathered at the watering hole. They recount the righteous victories of the Lord and the victories of his villages in Israel. Then the people of the Lord marched down to the city gates. King James Version, verse 12. Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter a song. Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam. Verse 13. Then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles among the people. The Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. Verse 14. Out of Ephraim was there a root of them against Amalek. After thee, Benjamin, among thy people. Out of Maker came down governors, and out of Zebulun they that handle the pen of the writer. Verse 15. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar and also Barak. He was sent on foot into the valley. For the divisions of Reuben, there were great thoughts of heart. Verse 16. Why abodest thou among the sheepfolds to hear the bleatings of the flocks? For the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Verse 17, Gilead abode beyond Jordan. And why did Dan remain in ships? Asher continued on the seashore and abode in his breaches. Verse 18, Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeoparded their lives unto the death in the high places of the field. Verse 19, the kings came and fought, then fought the kings of Canaan in Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. They took no gain of money. Verse 20, they fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera.
When heaven is against Sisera, Sisera has no chance. And when heaven is against anyone in this world, they have no chance against those that keep the Lord's commandments. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
Translation verse 12 through 20. Quote, wake up, Deborah, wake up, exclamation mark. Wake up and sing a song, exclamation mark. Arise, Barak, exclamation mark. Lead your captives away, son of Abinoam, exclamation mark. Verse 13. Down from Tabor marched the remnant against the mighty. The people of the Lord marched down against mighty warriors. Verse 14. They came down from Ephraim, a land which once belonged to the Amalekites, and Benjamin also followed you. From Maker the commanders marched down. From Zebulun came those who carried the rod of authority. Verse 15. The princes of Issachar were with Deborah and Barak. They followed Barak, rushing into the valley. But in the tribe of Reuben there was great indecision. Verse 16. Why did you sit at home among the sheepfolds to hear the shepherd whistle for their flocks? In the tribe of Reuben there was great indecision. Verse 17. Gilead remained east of the Jordan. And Dan, why did he stay home? Asher sat unmoved at the seashore, remaining in his harbors. Verse 18. But Zebulun risked his life, as did Naphtali on the battlefield. Verse 19. The kings of Canaan fought at Taanach near Megiddo's spring, but they carried off no treasures of battle. Verse 20. The stars fought from heaven. The stars in their orbits fought against Sisera. King James Version, verse 21. The river of Kishon swept them away, that ancient river, the river Kishon. O my soul, thou hast trodden down strength. Verse 22. Then were the horse hoofs broken by the means of the prancings of their mighty ones. Verse 23. Curse ye Miraz, said the angel of the Lord. Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Verse 24. Blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. Verse 25. He asked water, and she gave him milk. She brought forth butter in a lordly dish. Verse 26. She put her hand to the nail, and her right hand to the workman's hammer. And with the hammer she smote Sisera. She smote off his head, when she had pierced and stricken through his temples. Verse 27. At her feet he bowed, he fell, he lay down. At her feet he bowed, he fell. Where he bowed, there he fell down dead. Verse 28. The mother of Sisera looked out at a window and cried through the lattice, why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariot? Verse 29. Her wise ladies answered her, yea, she returned answer to herself. Verse 30. Have they not sped? Have they not divided the prey? To every man a damsel or two, to Sisera a prey of diverse colors, a prey of diverse colors of needlework, of diverse colors of needlework on both sides, meet for the necks of them that take the spoil. Verse 31. So let all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. And the land had rest 40 years. translation, verse 21 through 31. The Kishon River swept them away. That ancient river, the Kishon, march on my soul with courage, exclamation mark. Verse 22. Then the horse's hoofs hammered the ground, the galloping of Sisera's mighty steed. Verse 23. Let the people of Miraz be cursed, said the angel of the Lord. Let them be utterly cursed because they did not come to help the Lord. Verse 24. Most blessed is Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. May she be blessed above all women who live in tents. Verse 25. Sisera asked for water, and Jael gave him milk. In a bowl fit for kings, she brought him yogurt. Verse 26. Then with her left hand she reached for a tent peg, and with her right hand she reached for the workman's hammer. She hit Sisera, crushing his head. She pounded the tent peg through his head, piercing his temples. Verse 27. He sank, he fell, he lay dead at her feet. Verse 28. From the window, Sisera's mother looked out. Through the window she watched for his return, saying, Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why don't we hear the sound of chariot wheels? Verse 29. A reply comes from her wise women, and she repeats these words to herself. Verse 30. They are dividing the captive goods they found, a woman or two for every man. There are gorgeous robes for Sisera and colorful, beautiful embroidered robes for me. Verse 31. Lord, may all your enemies die as Sisera did, exclamation mark. But may those who love you rise like the sun at full strength, exclamation mark. Then there was peace in the land for 40 years.
All right, praise the Lord. That was the 31 verses of chapter 5 in Judges. Now we've got some commentary.
5 verse 1 through 31. Songs were written to celebrate national victories. Exodus 15 verse 1 through 8. This song of victory, known as the, quote, Song of Deborah, unquote, is one of the oldest examples in biblical literature. This poem, which ascribes to the Lord the victory over Sisera and the Canaanites, may have been written by Deborah. Chapter 5, verse 4 through 5. The poem recalls the appearance of the Lord when he brought the children through the wilderness unto Canaan. Deuteronomy 33, verse 2. 5, verse 4. Seir originally referred to a mountain in Edom, and later signified the territory of Edom south of the Dead Sea. 5 verse 5. This Sinai. When the Lord appeared on Mount Sinai, a thunderstorm and earthquake took place. Exodus chapter 19 verse 16 through 18. 5 verse 7. Village life ceased. The villagers sought refuge in the fortified walled cities. 5 verse 10 through 11. These verses describe how the troops were deployed or mustered under Deborah's inspired leadership. 5 verse 10. Quote, who ride on white donkeys, unquote, refers to the wealthy. Quote, who walk along the road, unquote, alludes to the lowly class. 5 verse 11. Quote, noise of the archers, unquote, is an expression that may refer to the singers who encouraged the warriors by relating the former outstanding achievements of the Lord. 5 verse 12. Quote, awake, awake, unquote, is a command to take action. 5 verse 13 through 18. These verses review the responses of various tribes during the crisis with the Canaanites. The tribes of Ephraim, Benjamin, Zebulun, Issachar, and Naphtali were blessed because they mustered for battle. Reuben, Gilead, Gad, Dan, and Asher were reproved for their lack of participation. 5 verse 20, quote, the stars from their courses fought, unquote. The expression here does not mean that the stars caused the rain, but that the Lord intervened in this battle by sending a torrential rain. On occasion in the scriptures, quote, stars, unquote, may refer to angelic messengers. For example, Job 38, verse 7, Revelation 1, verse 20. 5, verse 23. The location of Miraz is unknown. It was likely a city near the scene of the action. 5, verse 31. Perish. The word is, unquote, is, quote, Abad or Avad, unquote. Abad also is one of my singing names. The word is pronounced Avad. Strong's Concordance number 6 means, quote, perish, destroy, be ruined, be lost, fail, unquote. Abad, Avad, appears about 180 times in the Old Testament. Its range of meaning stretches from the destruction of a kingdom, 2 Kings 24:2, to the destruction, punishment, and ruination of this satanic figure in Ezekiel 28, verse 16. Avad is used to describe a, quote, lost, unquote, sheep or perishing, which when I was Marcus Abad, I was a lost sheep and I was perishing. And now, thank God, I'm saved.
But I didn't know that that was a satanic name. I just thought it up. And it's amazing, you know. The devil knows us before and after. All right, then go ahead.
And see Psalm 119, verse 176. From Abad is derived Abaddon, generally regarded as destruction personified. Abaddon is a demonic prince in Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. In all six occurrences in the Old Testament, this word is translated, quote, destruction, unquote.
And the devil, demonic prince, the devil. Then what? Abaddon.
5 verse 7, 12, and 15. In this song of victory, the role of Deborah is emphasized. Women in ancient Israel rarely arose to positions of leadership, but Deborah's courage and faith in God made her an ideal prophetess and leader. Then she was called to lead the forces of Israel against the oppressive Canaanites. What tremendous faith it must have taken for Deborah to assume this unlikely position. Victory can come even when God puts us in positions we are uncomfortable with. We must trust God's promises to us. Quote, is anything too hard for the Lord? Unquote. Genesis 18, verse 14. 5 verse 24 and 27. The other heroine of this beautiful song is Jael or Yael. Notice that Barak, who had faltered in regard to God's call, is barely mentioned. It took amazing courage for Jael to do away with Sisera. Even though her husband Heber was an ally of the Canaanites, chapter 4, verse 17, Jael displayed her faith in the God of Israel by siding with the Israelites, by executing the commander of the oppressing army. This act of courage delivered many from bondage, giving them an opportunity to build a new life. If we expect any changes to take place in our life, we must take action against our oppressors.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. That was chapter 5 in the book of Judges. And we'll be doing chapter 6 tomorrow, Lord willing. Until then, God bless you and praise the Lord. Meditate on the Lord day and night. And that way, you'll be able to stand one day at a time. Praise the Lord.